Chapter 34. Instinct. Sometimes it was the only explanation as to why some men lived while others died. My own had bailed me out many times, but I wasn't sure about Ben as he kept looking over at me. It takes time to develop instincts in some. Others, it's quite natural. Some don't get it at all. Keeping my voice low, I said, "What are you thinking?"
"There's probably more of them, isn't there?"
"Good." I was reassured. He wasn't stupid. He had some savvy to him. Maybe a couple. "Just keep an eye out." I rose up to my knee and readied Akron.
"You're going to shoot them?"
"Hopefully, at some point in time. But right now I'm just being prepared."
"Oh."
I wasn't really sure why I readied my bow, I just did. Something bothered me. Tired, swollen, and stubborn, I felt a little off. There was a nagging warning bell behind my eyes. Peering through the rain, I looked for any sign. Anything odd.
"Can they smell us?"
Ben asked. It was a good question.
"Good for him."
"They're pretty good trackers, but not like most hunters. And their snouts are so-so. It's the orcs you have to watch out for. But this rain keeps our scent down, plus we're downwind. So I'd say we're safe for now. The farther the sun dipped, the colder it seemed as we waited." The lizard men reappeared about an hour later and gathered near the clerics.
"Dragon, I see something coming."
Ben pointed. I could barely make out the purple through all the rain, but it was the clerics from Quintuclan, riding on horseback. My heart raced as they greeted one another and revealed the covered cage.
"What is it?"
Ben asked. Despite the heavy rain, I could make out a small white dragon inside. Not just any white dragon, but a long-tailed white. They weren't very big dragons either, but one of the smaller breeds.
"A dragon. A powerful one at that."
Below, I could see no coins were exchanged, and the talk had stopped. The clerics of Barnabas led. The clerics from Quintuclan followed.
"Are we going to rescue it?"
"Don't you worry about that," I said, grabbing his shoulders. "Now listen to me, Ben, and listen good." He was all ears. "Stay with the horses. There's plenty of food with them. If I'm not back in 2 days, go back to Quintuclan and see Bezog and Sasha. Just tell them what you know. Not that it will matter."
"But I want to go."
I squeezed his shoulders till he grimaced. "I'm counting on you. We can't follow those men on the horses. They'll catch us. We can't leave the horses now either, can we?" He shook his head, eyes down, saying,
"No."
"What you are doing might not seem important, Ben, but it is. It is to me and to the horses. This is what a good soldier does." He frowned, saying,
"But Bezog gave me these weapons and potions, too."
He unsheathed his dagger and stuck it in my face.
"See?"
In a single motion, I twisted it away and jammed it back in its sheath.
"Yes, Ben. Perfect weapons and potions to protect yourself and the horses with."
I slapped him on the shoulder. "Remember what I said. And take care, Ben." As he started to object, I turned and leaped off the ridge, hopping down from one boulder to the other like a mountain cat. When I made it to the bottom, I looked up and waved. He was gaping.
"Sorry, Ben. I can't have you following me now, can I?"
Off into the rain I went. I had monsters to stop and dragons to save. The sun had set by the time I traveled the first league, and the trail was already faint. Ahead, I could see one lizard man had drifted back, waiting. It was a common tactic. The lizard men made good guards and soldiers, ferocious soldiers, but not as loyal as hounds. They were known to take bribes now and then. No, the lizard men were the orcs of reptiles, a blasphemous creation, an insult to dragonkind, in my opinion. I crouched into the bushes, waiting. "Come on," I said to myself. "Get going, will you?" He stood like a statue along the path. A dark statue. 5 minutes passed. Then 10. Then 20. I heard him chew on something, swallow, spit, then begin to tread up the path. I had followed him another league when he stopped and waited again. Ahead, I could see a series of hills forming into the perfect place to hide in. There are always secrets in the hills, the seer said. I hunkered down. What to do? The lizard man was making sure no one followed. But how did I know he was following them and not leading me somewhere else? With all the time all his breaks took, they could have gone anywhere by now. The heavy rain would easily wash away their tracks. Drat! I cursed under my breath. Maybe they knew I was onto them already. Frustrated, I ambled down the path. 20 paces away, the lizard man stepped full into the path, spear lowered. I unleashed Akron's arrow into his scaly green thigh. The lizard man pitched forward, hitting the ground with a painful hiss. Lizard men don't scream, but they hiss something awful when you shoot them in the leg. It took a stab at me as I walked over. I sidestepped, then ripped the spear from its hand and broke that over his head.
I can't have you following me now, can I?
I slugged it in the jaw, and its eyes rolled up in his head.
I hope they weren't expecting you. You'll be awfully late with that arrow in your leg, I said.
Got to move, dragon.
I didn't have much patience left, and the disturbing thought of caged dragons infuriated me. I hooked Akron on my back and jogged up the path.
It shouldn't be that hard to catch up with a bunch of clerics, even if they do know the terrain better than I.
An hour later, I stopped and kneeled down. I ran my fingers over some muddy footprints in the path.
Excellent.
Through the slop, I forged ahead. 2 more leagues. I had followed the trail when the rain let up. The bright stars peeked over the trees, and the waters rushed over the hillside, while I heard the sound of people shuffling up ahead. I crept up until I could see them. It was them, a small band of clerics accompanied by one lizard man that guarded the rear. The path winded up the hill, through the trees, and alongside a gulch. That's when I got my first look at it. A temple jutted out in stark contrast to the woods. The exterior wall was overgrown in vines and withered with heavy decay, and many of the stone columns behind it had fallen. The party of men filed through a gap in the wall and disappeared from sight. The lizard man hung back at the gate. I remained behind the trees.
Great.
The temple wall, or what was left of it, was 100 feet long and 15 feet high. It ran from hillside to hillside. On the wall, a few lizard men stood watch. And for all I knew, the place was full of them. Now, I could handle a few lizard men, but 10 or 20? That would be something.
What to do, dragon? What to do? Sneak inside? Or bust them all in the face?
I unhitched Akron. The string coiled into place. Clerics, lizard men, whoever else, no one was going anywhere until I freed those dragons. I had them trapped. I whipped out an arrow and rubbed spit on its tip. It twinkled with life. My dragon heart began to thunder inside my chest. I knew the dragons were in there, but not for long. The time to fight had come.
"Show evil no mercy,"
I said through gritted teeth. I took a deep breath, knocked the arrow, pulled back, aimed, and let it fly.